all up in the early 90s.
Right.
They're all, you know, like we talked about, approximately the same number of rooms, 70, okay. 80, somewhere in there, and they're coming up at this 1.8 right, number. I don't know if that's the magic number, but that's
I understand.
Close to what it is. So.
I would, let's see, do we have any other things that we were, discrimination or anything?
No, you've just appealed value, correct? I believe that's right. I looked at the card. It's just value.
Okay. I would make a motion that we adjust the value to be $1.562 million for the appraised value on BOE 294.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. We have dropped that value based on some hotels around you, their room value, down to the 1,562,000. So it's about a 300,000 drop from what you were being assessed. You will receive a letter within a few days telling you of our decision. If you feel like that that's not justified, then you can go to the State Tax Commission, okay? Thank you very much.
Well, appreciate
thank you for
your
being
time.
Patient
thank
with us
much.
Today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I don't see our 5:30 here. just kidding.
Good. You all have a great rest of the day.
Thank well, you.
I think the Shea family, I think she called back.
Okay.
Shea
was clear up one of the...
Oh, yeah.
That was clear back our second page. Seems like a year ago. All right. But don't they... Aren't these... Don't they have multiple properties?
43 parcels.
And are all those parcels condos, or most of them, or?
If you go in there, I put it on a spreadsheet, everything they've got, and then if you pull it up also on Beacon, just pull up Shea Family, it shows you that they look like just condos. They don't look like they're Chateau Mountains or
most
anything.
Most of these are condos.
Yeah.
If not all of them.
Okay, I'll call. All right.
In your folder, I've even put a picture of the one that they're talking about. And they've marked all three X's.
Okay.
Value.
Now, do any of those other properties, have they've been appealed? They haven't been? All those other ones?
And, in the picture, when you see where this is at, no one's appealed that I know of in this area.
Okay, but all of the other properties they have, are they all out at the cabins at Grand Mountain?
No.
Or no, they're just
no.
all
no,
over the
they're
place?
All over Branson.
Drive, they're all over the place.
Okay, but we don't know whether or not any of those are... We don't have any idea what they're being used for, if they're a nightly rental. Okay.
I'd have to go through all 43 and look.
Right, okay.
All of their other properties are being assessed residential. This is the only one being assessed commercial.
Wait. This was... Wasn't this a carryover from last time?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember why. They have all those other properties, but this is the only one in Nightly Rental. They all do long-term rentals in their other properties.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember this.
So I put down it's 43 parcels. I don't know what they all are.
Yeah, I think
they're
I
all long-term versus, but if they're long term versus short term.
I think maybe this was a question.
Hey, you've reached Jackie with Ozark Mountain Shea Gateway. I can't come to the phone right now, so if you can leave me a short message,
I remember
this. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jackie, this is David Akers again, Taney County BOE. We are here late. We will, I guess, try you again tomorrow sometime. I can't tell you a time, but we will be here most of the day. I will try to call. Please answer when we call, when you get this number on your phone again, if you would, please. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I think what this one was, if I recall correctly, they have several properties, but they are all long-term leases. This is the first one that they're putting in, and I think there was a question that we may have pushed this forward because it was a question of whether or not we were going to give that 75-25 to a resident. I think that's what it was.
Which we should.
But I need to confirm that, but I think that's what that is.
I'm pretty sure that is correct now that I saw the history.
I'm sorry?
Okay. They're on page 47.
Okay, are they on the, do I need to call the number on here?
Probably, because they're only talking to Stephanie.
Okay.
Don Barnhill, press 2-1.
One moment, please.
Maybe it's not Don Barnhill we want to talk to.
On Belk, we didn't change it.
Jim, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have had a long day, and we are calling late. I don't know if there's somebody there that can still address.
It's me, but you called to my partner's line, so let me transfer you to mine.
Okay, well,
hang on just a second. Let me transfer you.
Well, hold on. Okay.
What page are you on, Jonathan? Page 27. Number
27. This is 3,500,000. That's kind of an even number.
Nope, that's the page on the paperwork.
Do what?
I'm looking for the page in the paperwork.
47.
Oh, 47.
Okay, while we're waiting on BOE 351, I'd make a motion that we table it until tomorrow.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 351 gets added to the docket tomorrow.
Okay. Who was that?
Shay.
So they were at 3.5, and then in 2021 they went to 3150, and now they're back at 3.5.
This says it's 3.5. Is the value.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've been that for a long time, and then COVID year, they went to 3150, and now they're back at 3.5.
Okay.
21 and 22, they were at 3150. I think you got lost.
Okay. thing he's tried to transfer and he can't accomplish it. Maybe I should call back. I don't know. He probably transferred and can't seem to pick me back up.
So can I say something about this just for your benefit? We never touched this. The computer put it back at the value before it went to BOE. There's, because it tracks anybody who was in this account. And the last person who was in it was Lynn Winicky. And she left the day I came. So.
You don't know how it went to 3.5?
I'm guessing that when they cleared out the BOEs to go for the new assessment year.
Well, this is Jim. I'm having a real hard time getting you transferred.
I figured. Can you... but I'll tell you what, we've had a long day. I just wanted to ask a question here. It looks like you guys were at 3.5 for a long time, and then for the COVID year, I think the BOE dropped it, and now it's gone back to the 3.5.
Correct.
Is valuation the question?
Yeah, ultimately, so I think that appeal was a 21 appeal coming out of COVID. You know, the reality is, while our sales have rebounded a little bit, they've not gotten back to where they were. And so, you know, that kind of increase is kind of hard for my client to swallow when things are still, you know, pretty tight on their end. So if the value had stayed, I think it's been $3,150,000, if the value had kind of stayed there, we probably wouldn't be making this phone call.
Okay. What have they provided in this?
I don't know that they provided anything. I think I might have something for him anyway. Hang on just a second. Let me pull it up.
The assessor is looking at something right now that's trying to figure out what happened, because I don't know that.
Yeah, I just happened to call, I don't know, maybe the day before the deadline to check on the value, because we had not received a notice, and whoever I talked to in appraisal that day said, well, some people didn't get notices, so we were one of them, so the person I talked to said to go ahead and file, and, you know, so I did.
I was checking, because I thought he might have a leeway on me because we didn't actually go visit the property and he went up 11%, but we would have had to go over 15% to change it. So this just got popped back out of the COVID thing in the computer deal, because when we took off the BOEs, because these screens are locked to us.
Okay.
So we can't get into them unless they're unlocked. And so then that's why sometimes the values will pop back where they were.
Okay, when you say locked, you're saying after a BOE decision, they're locked for?
For 2 years, until the next assessment year.
Unless there's new construction or something.
Right, and unless it's the next assessment year. So in 24, if I go in and there's a BOE on it, I have to uncheck the box and update it, and then I can put the new construction on.
But what's the basis of this increase other than
it just went back to where it was, I guess. Like I said, from the COVID numbers, so do what you want.
Okay. Well, it may very well be that the property has increased in value, but
if the assessor didn't assess it, then I don't think we.
I mean, this is a department store. I mean, we know that Home Depot and Lowe's and them went up 15%, but I don't know about a store at the Landing. Again, I'm being honest. We did not go out and put feet on the ground.
It sounds like the assessor did not actually reassess this. But the value got populated back in from the reduction that we gave last time. I would expect that the value is going to increase on the next assessment cycle. But as for this one, I'm going to have to make a motion that we reduce down to the previous value of $3,150,000.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?